Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So staying with our focus on the South African Airways strike that's continuing, we also now need to look at the impact that this has on tourism. Now, Chief Executive of Cape Town Tourism, Enver Dumini, has said in the media, you know, that, and I'm quoting him now, tourism in South Africa is a perishable commodity and it has been reeling from the decline in tourist volumes over the last few years. Now let's understand how the current SAA strike could be affecting tourism even more. Enver, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast Beat.
Good morning, Isaac.
How are you doing?
I'm always good, my friend. Yourself?
Good, thank you. I mean, you've got a lekker job. Like, hello, how easy is it to promote Cape Town?
I always get that. Unfortunately, it's not as easy if you look at what has happened to us over the last few years. I mean, as a city, we've been facing things that were directly affecting us. For example, the drought.
Yeah.
And things that indirectly affect us, like xenophobia, the Ebola, birth certificates, visas, etc., and the list continues. And I think, you know, the strike at SAA, as much as, you know, from a Cape Town perspective, we understand the reason of why they're striking. It's a right to strike, and we support that right to strike. But I think the standoff between management and the employees is now beginning to not only affect you know, the travel of cargo, but now also tourism.
Yeah? What's the impact that you're already seeing or that we are already seeing?
Well, I think it's still too early to tell. I mean, if you look at what SAA themselves has said, that, you know, a day cost them about 52 million rand in revenue. From our side, is what is happening is that people that had a kind of planned flights, last-minute cancellations, have, of course, now impacted on their travel. So we've had complaints from tourists and operators, you know, indicating that some people that couldn't be put on alternative flights, of course, are no longer coming. People have cancelled their flights. And what's even worse for us is the fact that when we looked at forward bookings, we believe that a lot of people are uncertain as to whether they should book or whether they should rather, you know, delay it until a later date, which again is going to affect tourism numbers over high season.
I mean, that is what it comes down to. This is summer in Cape Town. This is our high season. This is when tourists flock to the city because they want to be on the beaches, they want to be on the mountain, they want to go have a good time. I mean, the timing of this just seems so... I mean, obviously people have a right to strike. You know, if they, we all deserve a good living wage. We all deserve to have the prosperity that our democracy, you know, enshrines in the Constitution for us. But the thing is, like, the timing of the strike just seems so, it's just so awkward, if I can use that word. I mean, for lack of a better word.
Well, I think if you're on the employee side around striking, I think it's a perfect time to strike, especially when you are going into your high season, because now, you know, the impact it's going to have on business is significant, which means management need to pay attention, which is also, I think, the reasons of why most people decide to strike at, you know, the high season time, which is fine. And like you said, it's people's constitutional right. And there are amazing, smart, intelligent, hardworking people at SAA that we've had the fortunate opportunity to work alongside for many years. And we understand the plight that they have. I think for us, it's around the uncertainty. And the longer things get delayed between management and the employees in finding a resolution or meeting each other halfway, the standoff is not benefiting either of them. And therefore, it's also not going to benefit tourism. And I'm not just talking about international tourism. I'm talking about local tourism as well. Lots of South Africans use South African Airways to commute up and down for business, but also for leisure. And the thing is that, yes, there are alternatives, which are always great. But I think, again, you know, it makes it very difficult if all those other flights are full now. So, again, from a capacity perspective, if you look at the growing demand around people wanting to come to Cape Town or anywhere across South Africa, because South African Airways does cover a lot of South Africa, you know, it's going to affect tourism across the nation.
I mean, from your side, though, I mean, you know, you guys have the job of ensuring that tourists, when they land in the destination, have all the services that they need. But surely, I mean, do you talk to SAA? Do you tell them, look, you know, this is what's happening on our side. People are phoning us. I mean, how are you involved in the ecosystem here around the SAA situation?
So what we do is we do engage with SAA and dealing and before the issue, but we do it mostly from a trying to understand and get information out the facts. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of, you know, kind of stuff within the media, and each side will kind of have their own voice and their own view. What our job is about getting the facts and communicating that then to our stakeholders, who is both local and international travel trade and travel media, so they have the facts. Because I think it's about having the facts in front of people so they can make informed decisions. I think that what you're also finding is that from a airline perspective, what they call co-chairs, is what also allows people to book on other or be moved to other airlines in order to get their flights here. So there is quite a good ecosystem. And even with airports company, you know, we also engage with them because they also need the support of how do they manage kind of the influxes of people on different flights, having to reschedule flights and the impact that has on people's travel plans of when they check in, when they go on their next experience, as far as an itinerary is concerned. So there is a big ripple effect, but what we have is a good communication ecosystem in order to be able to manage this as best as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, Enver Dumini is the Chief Executive of Cape Town Tourism. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, we wish you all the best with tourism season, with the high season right on our doorstep. Thank you so much, Enver.
It's absolutely a pleasure, my friend.